Hey guys, before we start this week's episode, I wanted to start off by letting you guys know your booty hole will go back to normal. And I just wanted to start that. I'm sorry. Listen, don't look like that, Maul. Don't do that. Anyways, I just say that because I did have anal sex. My asshole turned into a bussy and I had the best type of anal sex I've ever had in my life. So
we talk about sex.
I just wanted to let you know your booty hole will go back to the same way it was eventually. It does go back, and today is the day it went back to normal. So I just wanted to announce that. Anyways, guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl Mandy B, aka Pet the Stallion, aka Debt Bitch.
Hi, I'm Wheezy, and we have a great guest. If you haven't heard me flirt in a while, you'll hear it now.
Well, let me tell you,
there probably was a time we could have had sex. I don't know what it would have been, but I tell this story and I have to commend you for it.
Okay.
I was single. Maybe you were single. Who knows?
I was in Orlando. I was single.
Maul been single for decades.
I was fucking smacked. And Maul took care of me. I was in that bed by myself. I felt so guilty. He was on the couch in his hotel room. I'm like, you could come in here. He's like, nah, I'm good. And I appreciate that shit because, you know, that was the first time we really hung out like that alone. Right. We always hang out around people in different circles. And I'm just letting you know, if I'm drunk, I'm going to give you pre-consent if we get out of town.
Okay, cool.
I am going to say, guys, too, a lot of y'all may not know, because y'all been asking this motherfucker to come on the podcast, y'all may not realize that he once was on our show. The problem was he was only on for 17 minutes because back then we were paying for hourly studio time and this nigga showed up 48 minutes late. So
I mean, you know, we gave him 17 minutes of greatness though.
To be fair, that was a good ass fucking idea. We did an episode on the best hoe jobs. We talked about real estate agents. Now, I just want to say, if you have this job, you may not be a whore. However, I feel like we all know a whore that's like, bitch, I got to stop living this life. Let me get my other passive stream of income.
That's me. That's why I'm a podcaster now.
Right.
I ain't even going to hold you. Listen.
Event planning, realty, doing eyelash, estheticians. Maul, I'm sure you fuck them. Let's name one.
Housekeepers.
I mean, first off, I think everybody could be a hoe, bitch. I was an accountant and a hoe, and you was a motherfucking person in tech being a hoe. You could be a hoe in any profession in real life.
But I feel like there's definitely a pathway to, like, getting out of your hoe shit, and you like, what can I do without going to school?
Bitch, no one would have thought it was podcasting, and bitch, look at me. And thank God, perfect timing, because the fucking bubble, them niggas really can't have. They thought they was going to be able to slide me up in there. But now they can't, so now I just gotta watch them jack off on Snap. I am literally just watching mad niggas jack off.
To be fair, if you were gonna fly to see a nigga and get paid for it, I feel like the FaceTime hours also add up.
No, it does. I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. That's why I'm like,
it builds the anticipation.
What? The FaceTime?
FaceTime, yeah.
Nigga, not for 3 months in a bubble.
Who?
It builds anticipation when you know you about to see a bitch on a Saturday.
Like, nah, man. Yeah, 3 months is a long time.
Nah, if I gotta watch you jack off, I know you can't really drop me no cash because it don't make sense to you. So I'm asking for the Nike login. You're a Nike athlete? Well, I want these shoes.
Right.
So I'm getting some Nike, bitch.
It's only fair.
You know what I mean? Is that a fair trade?
I'm not mad at that.
Like, I can't see you. I can't suck your dick. So I understand you don't want to give me some money. But I'll take your Nike login for sure. So, Maul, we didn't get to do this with you last time. We like to start off with a nice little icebreaker. And we want to get you open to talking a little.
I need an icebreaker to talk to
you? Yes, you do need an icebreaker.
Have you met us before?
You know what I mean?
By
the way, welcome. If you take a look at this, this says the word whore.
Yes.
There's a banana in Mandy's mouth pretty deeply.
No, you need your potassium.
Nah, that's just a tip,
I'm a little confused at the curve. But anyway, this, I do think maybe an icebreaker, you know.
This just looks like two lovely women getting their potassium. That's all.
I love it. My mom should be saying that to people.
You know what
maybe
I mean?
Y'all was cramped up. You know, that helps with cramps.
I love fruit. You a hoe ass nigga. You can fix cramps.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I went to a dude's house about a heating pad, and even though I was elated, I was like, wow, you're a slut.
Yeah.
Like, how you got all this?
What's
wrong
with that?
You want a tampon?
No, it's serviceable. You know what I mean? Making sure you're good. Silk pillow
after.
Sheets. He's so like, your head don't get fucked up.
I ain't gonna lie. I was buying extra toothbrushes for all my niggas when they was coming
in. Oh, I love a disposable toothbrush. But I always try to act like I'm not the slut that I am. I'd be like, oh my God, my girlfriend's come over. We get so fucked up. You know, the Lori's.
Well, actually, this is random. This ain't even on here. Okay. Would you judge a girl more for having her own condoms, or would you judge a girl for having an extra toothbrush for you?
Own condoms.
Here we go. See what I mean? Here we go with the bullshit, y'all.
Hold on, guys. Hold on, my niggas. So, a girl who's fucking, on the regular whose pussy that you want to make sure is clean, mm-hmm. you would judge her for having her own condoms versus toothbrushes where it almost seems like you got a revolving door at that point.
No, well, Condoms could be a revolving door as well.
It could.
And toothbrushes can mean your homegirl slept over.
Toothbrushes aren't safe.
Toothbrushes
unisex.
So niggas do believe that lie.
Absolutely.
Huh. Listen.
Like, I remember I was at a girl's house and she handed me an open box of condoms.
Oh, I did get out of an open one. What's the problem?
I
looked at her
like, yo, don't ever do that. I wasn't tripping, but I'm like, take them all out. But just
hand them out. Nah, I do do that.
Don't let me see the open box.
Yeah, like, but you know it comes in like the little flap of three, so yeah. Even if you only pulling out two, it's a problem.
But what's the judgment? You don't want her to have none and then find out she'll never use it?
It's not that I don't want her to have none, but it's still like a little like, you know what I mean?
Here we go, y'all.
I'm still going to finish the job. Don't get it. It's not going to like... turn me away and I'm gonna leave the crew. No, that's not happening.
I will tell you, this is scary because years ago when I first moved to New York, I remember this guy was just like a little more traditional and I didn't really know how to go about it. And he was like, fuck, I don't have any condoms. And I was like, well, I know that dude, but I ain't about to tell him. I damn sure waited for him to go get him. And I was like, why didn't I fucking just tell him?
He came up with
these bodega condoms that I didn't want in my pussy. And I felt so stupid about it after. And then he made a joke the next morning that was like, I could have sworn you were the type of girl that would have them. And I was like, well.
I ain't gonna lie. I asked niggas for a variety. You a Trojan? Like, what type?
Oh, you got them all.
I got all the different types. And then I just used, I blame the podcast. We get them for
fucking
free.
Fucking everything, right. Dude.
Like, you know what I mean? So I do want to get into the goddamn icebreaker. It's going to be really quick, like a quick fire. So it's a mix of three of the different games that we've had for icebreakers. Okay. So the first ones are this or that. And I just need you to answer which one of the this or that. So porn star sex or passionate lovemaking?
Porn star sex.
Okay. Titty fuck or foot job?
Titty fuck.
Okay. No foot job for you?
Nah. That's a little too weird for me.
Oh, my God. She got abs.
Can't have condoms either. Fuck.
All right, last one. Long-distance relationship or living together in a studio?
Long-distance relationship.
Okay. Same. So you just don't want to be up onto somebody.
I need my space.
Studio,
me too.
Bitch?
I love my space.
I mean, that's why I said I want to see, like...
Ooh, I love my I love my space, but, like, I don't want to... You know what I mean? Like, I just don't want to see you all the time, every day.
I've noticed that now, like... with my little toy friend, like he was like when we first started dating, I literally saw him every day for 2 months straight. Mm-hmm. And now like that I'm back in the motion of just moving and going, mm-hmm. it's a little bit more, but I was like, ooh, I'm kind of glad that I come home and know I can invite you over or not. If I want a break, I can not have you in my face.
Right.
And I noticed that now, like even my cat, I be having to kick that nigga out the room sometimes. Right.
Yeah, you just need
that's why you gotta get one of my own stuff.
I have a two-bedroom.
No.
And I still don't want to know what I mean.
You said a studio though. You right on top of each other in New York.
I think two-bedroom, like, if you could, if
mandatory.
Yeah, because here's the issue. You have already a tight one bedroom. It's not like you're living in Florida where it's bigger. You got a big patio and shit like that. Fuck no, dude.
And if we argue, I like to be able to slam shit and walk out and go into another room.
You know what the argument
is? In the studio, what can I slam?
The door slam is like when you used to have a flip phone and you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my God, I loved it. I love doing it in front of people. Exactly. Like, yeah, nigga, I'm mad at him.
Yeah, see, studio, you can't slam nothing in the studio.
Nah, you can't do shit. So the next one is a hypothetical.
Okay.
So this is, would you rather? Would you rather eat a girl out on her period?
No.
Wait, let me.
I don't even
nigga,
care.
There's an or. There's an or.
Okay.
Or go down on a girl and get toilet paper remnants in your mouth from her not wiping properly.
I'll take the toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, over blood?
I'm not eating no. Are you crazy?
I mean, you eat the clit.
The clit.
Not the part where blood is coming out, just the clit part.
I lick everything.
Okay, but then you'll be just licking like a tampon string.
Okay, but...
Oh, wait. Is she on her period? Like, she just has a tampon in her, or...
If you on a period, don't you have a tampon in your pussy? You got a tampon.
Period, I would have a tampon in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You still not doing it.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'll take tissue over a tampon string.
Yeah, I would too.
Okay.
You wouldn't?
You know I'm not eating blood.
But why you ask that? Like,
yeah, you looked
really?
At me like I said some wild shit. Like, you thought I was the blood eater?
Yeah, but
I don't know who will do a period fuck.
Hell,
I know niggas that do period fucks. So
no,
I just thought
that.
I do want y'all to know this show has really ruined me. Like, I've had period sex, but wow, y'all niggas don't give it up. It's really your fault.
What?
Like,
what's my fault?
First of all, I only have period sex with those who are down with it. For example, let's say it's a new nigga and I'm on my period. I'd be like, yeah. Wish we could work around it, and I'll like wait for the reaction or not. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll have a shower. Maybe you'll come. Maybe you won't.
So
maybe
I'll be honest.
Get a fucking towel.
So I'll be honest. So the announcements in the beginning of this show came from my first experience fucking on my period.
You didn't fuck on your period.
Yes, I was on my period. I had a tampon and I was just like, damn, I really want to fuck you. Cause I was like, you don't come ahead, do you? He was like, you know, if you go for a long time, but it's so big, my jaw hurt. So I was like, you want my booty hole? So I asked him if he wanted my booty hole. So I went and got some motherfucking lube and I still laid a towel down. And he tried to play with my clit, but I was like, like, that's still my vagina. Like, I don't want you to touch.
Wait, can we just go back 1 second? Mom, you're in bed with a girl, right?
Yeah.
You're in bed with a girl. You have amazing sex, bitch. Y'all been kicking it, whatever. Mm-hmm. She wakes up. She's like, damn, I'm on my period. You like, damn. She's like, well, you want my booty? Are you going to then be like, actually, yes, I would love your booty.
Would you not want the booty hole?
I would laugh at first, but we could try it. It's just funny to just offer that. It's like,
I
okay.
did. I was like, because I really
you
wanted to
fuck.
You
did not say booty hole like that.
I said, do you want my booty hole?
I'm not. If that's something you like, then cool. But I'm not really big on
it. So I don't. He's never really been able to fit. Okay. So the last time we got really drunk and he tried to fit it in there. And I had to tell him, like, my booty felt different for like a whole week. Mm-hmm. And he like apologized. He was like, I'm sorry. I was drunk. I think I was a little aggressive next. And even we was trying to go with just the spit and the pussy juice.
Nah, you need
the pussy juice.
Nah, you need lube.
Nah, I need lube. So this time, because I offered the booty hole to him, I said, let me go get the lube out my closet.
Yeah.
So I went and got the lube. So
I went and got the lube.
And that's why my booty hole like went back to normal.
Yo,
real quick.
I just love the way you say booty hole, by the way. I could just hear you say that all day.
You tried this lube. It's called booty hole lube.
Mm-hmm. So the last one is a game that I like, because I think in this day and age, I mean, you see, we freely talk about sex, but I think a lot of people don't know how to communicate. And we have been saying communicating is a huge thing since day one. So this is a game we like to call A Nice Way to Say It.
Okay.
You're on a first date with a girl and she invites one of her close friends. Throughout the night, you realize you like the friend more than the girl you're on a first date with. Mm-hmm. What is a nice way to say that you're interested in the friend and no longer interested in her?
There's no nice way to
No,
there's never a nice way to say that.
Why?
Because the woman that is interested in you, her feelings are going to be hurt regardless.
There's no way to not hurt her feelings?
And No. So you just got to be honest. I think honesty is always best.
How do you tell someone who wants to hang out with you that their friend is
more interesting?
Just think about it. Even if it was a meeting, right?
Okay.
Let's take out a date.
Okay.
I go to a meeting and I'm going to a meeting to host a TV show. And they're like, yeah, but Mandy, wow. Do you think that maybe you could connect us with her? How's the nice way?
I mean, then that's just ego. Like, to me, I feel like, if it's a first date, we're just meeting. I'm not going to block my blessing if I like the nigga friend. I tell it somebody.
Oh,
like,
well, it's different for
like,
a woman.
I done got flued out and I fucked the teammate. Like, why? Yeah, wait, why?
Because as a guy, you're just supposed to keep it playing and be like, oh, you want my homie? All right, cool.
And see, I'm not going to lie.
That doesn't mean that you're not going to have your feelings hurt.
No.
I'm a real nigga.
And like, I'm a real ass bitch give a fuck about a nigga, because when I used to go out, even
it's
when
not,
I,
no, it's not about a dude hollering at your friend. You said specifically.
It's a first date.
He was out.
It's a first date.
Right.
Yeah, okay, so if like, I, it's to me, if it's a first date.
I shoot for the
and
three.
And I'm out. Look at you. Here we go. Basketball
shoot
reference.
For the
Let's
three.
Go.
Why not shoot for the three?
Wait, and try to flirt with both of them
no,
and get both of them?
I kind of like that idea better.
So how do you do that without making the other girl feel some type of way?
She's included. Like, yo,
so
listen.
You just think a girl is okay? Let me ask
I
you
would
this.
Ask. I would be like, yo, have y'all ever like met flirt, like had a drunk night and kissed each
other? I hate when niggas say that shit.
Don't ask me if I fucked my friend.
No, I would say,
that.
Have y'all ever just like, you know, just
fucked?
Played with each other a little bit. Not fucked, but kissed.
Played with each other.
Yeah, kissed, like, you know.
Are and we you'd be toys? Like, yo, look at us that time in Vegas.
Yeah,
wow.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And then once you ask that, it's like, you know.
It's so funny because, like, I told my toy friend that, like, I've had sex with majority of my, like, a lot of my friends. Mm-hmm. And he's actually met a lot of my friends now. Mm-hmm. And he just brought it up. He was like, so you just gonna bring me around everyone you haven't fucked? Because
right.
Literally everyone I brought him around with, I was like, yeah, we never did anything, though. But I prefaced it by saying, just so you know, I've had sex with a lot of my friends.
Yeah.
But he's never met anyone that I've had sex with.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, I wouldn't get too insulted if the first date she was there and we were lit. If we were by lit, I mean drunk, for our 26 white listeners. When I'm lit, I feel like I could blame anything on anything. If I'm like, yeah, you know, I've always wanted like to fuck you and your friend.
But see, that's why
like,
I didn't push up on you that night, because I knew you was drunk and I didn't want you to wake up and say, oh, it only happened because.
That was really sweet. But also, like, we didn't. I think that's different. You and I have never been on a date. We never really have conversation like that. We just flirt. Also, like, you slutty, I'm slutty. I flirt with everybody. So who knows? When two hoes get together, like, we'll either be
whole
friends for life or bros for life. Right. But that, what you did, though, is very, very different. Not even to get on some real serious shit, but to take care of a drunk girl in your space, and, like, that can go either way. Because what if I push up on you? You're like, what's this bitch going to say in the morning? Mm-hmm. That's different context. But if we're out, two bitches, they're drunk, you're feeling it, we all flirty, I think that's okay. But when we're at the dinner table, and it's like, huh.
I ain't going to lie. I'd rather...
Do you like the spinach dip?
I would rather and a guy... I would women? Rather a guy just tell me he interested in my friend than try to get both of us.
Why?
No.
But why?
I don't know. But I don't want...
you don't know?
No. Because then I think if I'm on a date, and maybe we've been talking beforehand, like, we're working on pursuing each other. Mm-hmm. As soon as I bring you around my friend and now you asking for a threesome, now I just feel like
you're in this for a good
time. What?
You brought the bitch on a date.
If I bring a bitch on a date, that might mean I really, you know, I'm just weary about you and want an excuse or something. I don't know. I feel like I bring my friends around all the time.
I feel like that's a great excuse for a man to be like, yo, honestly, you brought her. Like, I know throuples are in. Yeah, like, what's
up? You know what? Fuck that. Anyways, we're going to get into our vanilla shit, guys, for this week. For those of you who may not know, our vanilla shit segment is sex in the news. And I found this one, and I'm going to ask you what you think. All right. So... A mom of two, by the way, this comes from The Sun. A mom of two told how she beat illnesses by drinking sperm smoothies. She also has supported claims that spreading it on your face improves your skin. Tracy, she is 31 years old, previously told and shared how she puts a spoonful of her best friend's donated semen into her drink every morning in a bid to boost her immunity. The personal trainer has previously also advocated that using sperm as a facial ointment works as well. Tracy said, I'd been feeling run down and had no energy, but now I'm full of beans and my mood is improved. Okay. It can taste really good depending on what my friend has been eating. My other mates think I'm strange, but I don't give it a toss. I want to know
how you would respond. I just want you guys to know this is what you think it is, a white woman.
It is. I want to know how you would respond if you're dating a girl and she randomly is like, hey, Mal, do you mind like coming into a cup for me so I can have save your sperm for later? To drink it,
possible. No, we're not doing that.
What? No. Like, you wouldn't want that?
Fuck
that's
no.
That's bukkake porn.
Why was it? But do you come on girls?
Absolutely.
What if she was like, yo,
and girls swallow you? Like, you let them swallow? Like, what's the difference?
They don't save it. They ask me to do it and save it for later.
Okay, what if you were positive she wouldn't use it to have a kid?
You can never be positive about that.
Okay, she mixed it in a smoothie in front of you. She was like, yo, give me some cum. I'm just going to put it in the smoothie. I want to drink it.
Why not just let's have sex and you can drink it right now?
What's, because she got to mix it in the smoothie.
No, she don't.
What's it's the all difference?
Going down. I know. To be fair, his point is, it's a direct source of like
it's
the vitamin.
It's going down. It's a shot.
Like you want to eat the ginger or have a little bit of it in your tea.
Yeah. It's all the same. It's going down your...
I think that you're just thinking way too much because I don't see the difference in a woman coming in your mouth.
The difference or, is her taking it.
Okay, so what if, okay, instead of her wiping it off of her with a towel, she take one of them little cups that you pee in and just scoop it up off her leg because you nutted on her thigh.
That's just weird. It's just, like, what are you doing? Like, I'm looking at you like, what are you doing?
So you've never done weird shit during sex?
Yeah, I mean, but what's okay, weird? So like, saving my sperm for later is absolutely the weirdest shit ever.
That's the weirdest shit ever.
Yeah, like, well, they what the fuck are you going to do with that?
Well, they just say when the sperm hits the air, then you can't get you pregnant.
That's so what I'm saying. She can't have a baby with it, for real, for real.
It's not even about that. It's like, what are you doing? Like,
she said she uses it.
Let me bust smoothie. Let me come in your mouth.
But I want it to
and
taste
and then go
like,
in there and make a smoothie and then drink
like
the smoothie.
Banana I don't like that cut. You know, you be like smoking and stuff. I just don't like it. I need to mix it with strawberry.
Yeah, what if
shit?
She don't like the taste of your nut, but she really still wants to drink your nut?
She needs the health benefits.
I drink nothing but water and fruit.
I'm not salty.
That's all I
actually,
drink.
Actually, that is a big fucking thing of
that's
water.
That's all I drink. Ain't no woman gonna ever say that about me.
How many gallon? Do you drink like a gallon a day?
I get close to a gallon a day.
Have you noticed the more that you drink water? I read this, but I don't know if it's true. When you shoot out, is it further?
You think niggas just be trying to shoot for the wall when they?
No, I just mean like if you come like and you coming on a bitch face, you know if it's like oh
that
shit.
Usually happens if you haven't. Bust a nut in a few days.
Speaking of,
I want a heavy mile per hour.
And I don't know what hotel rooms they staying at in the bubble, but one nigga, that's his little thing. He like to come on different parts of the hotel room. And I'm like, you is so net. Like, he'll come and he shoots really far.
They should lock him up. He should be arrested.
So he'll like shoot on like the lamp thing or the wall. Like,
he should be arrested.
Have you ever fucked him?
No, I just like to watch him nut.
He should be arrested.
Do you tell him, like, yeah, get the
remote? I'd be like, ooh, you shoot so far. I love to watch
it. Get the ottoman on.
He should be locked up. Why? What's wrong with that?
Because he comes really, he likes, like, to me.
I bet you that nigga don't wear a mask nowhere else.
I bet you he get no plan time.
He comes very, very.
No nigga doing that is getting, he comes, ain't seeing the floor. That nigga's not seeing the floor.
He's a starter. Don't do me. I don't be talking to niggas who ride the pine, nigga.
Ain't nothing wrong with a nigga riding the bench.
There's not, but he's not one of them.
That check still coming first to 15.
I mean, well, anyway, he comes, like, really far, and so we have this thing now where I like how he shoots far, so he'd be, like, aiming for different things.
What's his field goal percentage?
What? I don't know it, and I'm not finna look it up right now. Because
I haven't fucked enough athletes or watched enough sports to really know, but I am curious. Do you find that athletes have different kind of semen? Like, are they, like, more, are they hornier more? Like, what's their, is their stamina level different?
It ain't none of them like my nigga now. My nigga had a job. Well, I mean, I guess he used to play.
Answer the question,
Mandy. Yeah, but this nigga be fucking me four times and comes every time.
What was the question I just asked you?
I mean, I will say, like, it was good. They got stamina because they work out. But they also.
So they last longer. That's stamina. Right?
Yeah.
Or fuck for a long
time. But I will say, too, they're definitely selfish fucks. The majority of them are selfish fucks. Like, when they come, they be like, oh, okay, tired, go to sleep. They're not into, like, the giving you rounds and keep going. Like, they really like, all right, got mine. Going to bed now. And roll over. And they all got the same schedule. They got to wake up, watch tape, take a nap midday. It's literally, they're all the same niggas, just in different bodies.
Wow. Have I only fucked one NBA player? Maybe two. One. And he was the same with him.
I know. This is majority.
And then I wrote him this really long text message. I was like, hey, like, you know, I care about you a lot. Da, 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 da. We were dating-ish. And I was like, I just feel like maybe you don't know when I come, but it's when I say I'm coming. And I'm only telling you this because I would really love it. If you come first, that's fine. But I just think that you forget that I'm there. I don't like when niggas treat me like a hoe.
No.
This is exactly why I can only generally fuck people that I care about. Like, sure, I have my moments where maybe I'm into someone in their chemistry. But I feel like if a nigga don't give a fuck about me, he'll fuck me like he doesn't.
Well, that could be sexy,
that's the
thing with me. No, that ain't never.
I'm more so thinking about, cool, like, getting my nut, like, I really like when men pay total attention to my body. Like, I love that shit because I'm a giver too. So, like, I love when, like,
I just want
all over me
rounds. And so I've, like,
you want rounds?
No, like, I've told niggas now, like, in my older age, like these last three years.
In my,
like,
older age,
yeah, like,
I am still 29.
I mean, I'm just saying, bro. Like, in the last 2-3 years, like,
you only 29.
I know. I've been around. Not because he's known me for, like, like 10 years now. Yeah, I was young and fast.
I know, don't do that.
No, I'm just doing the math now. Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, nigga. Yeah.
Oh, I have niggas now, like them niggas, they be like, you were really advanced for what we were doing. You were only that old.
I definitely thought you were at least 32.
Yeah, no, I started early. But not like in the last couple of years, like meeting new guys, I'll ask them what type of fucker they are. Like, you like rounds or you like to go one time and be done? And if they said they like to be one time and be done, I either tax them more or just didn't get on a flight.
I think it depends on how much you like a girl. You can go rounds. Like, if you're
really?
Into
you think it's into that?
Yeah, like, if a guy's that into you, like, it's because he's turned on just by looking at you. You know what I'm saying?
But see, and I also,
I'm gonna be real with you. There is someone that I used to fuck that it was just like that. But it was really almost like a weird obsessive thing with each other. Like, we just had too good a sex. And you know I don't like rounds. I always say it on this show. I come really easy.
I like rounds.
I'll come like three times during sex. And this is no compliment to any nigga I fuck. It's just ridiculous how easy I come. If I wanted to right now in these jeans because they're a little bit tight, I could fuck the edge of this chair and come. Like, it's a blessing for me.
There's a lot of women that are jealous right now.
I feel bad sometimes because, like, I'm like, damn, like, I don't have to do anything else. Like, I want to go longer, but I can't. But with dudes that I can go rounds with, I agree with you. I think it's because, like, I want them that
much. You like
them.
You're that attractive.
So then let me ask you this, because we had Lex, shout out Lex P from Poor Minds. She came on and said that she likes sucking dick from a gummy. Now, I normally don't see soft dicks because I feel like niggas really want me. So they be hard as soon as they bust out their shorts. You know what I mean? So do you believe that? Like, can you really be into a girl and not be hard? Because if you said that a man can go rounds when they like someone.
Well, it depends. Like, if we in the crib chilling and you just, want it right now, and I'm on the couch. Like, my dick is not hard just laying on the couch. And you
come, man, fuck
just,
that day is with me.
You just come and pull my shit down. It's like, okay, well, go ahead.
If you want random dick, like, that's how I know the guy. Like, chilling at home all day, like, after we're done watching Netflix, and I run to your dick. Like, I don't expect it to be rock hard.
Yeah, shit, like, I do. Show do. Anyway, show do. And
a
it better
not. A nigga laying down on the couch just with a hard dick, is that's like some weird shit.
You go. Why is everything weird to you?
Because it's like, why are you just laying there with your dick hard?
Because like, I'm there.
Yo, have you ever been around a nigga whose dick was always hard? And I'm just like, he's like a blue chew.
Yeah, it's like you have to ask that. Like, my, why? You all right? What's up with you? Like, why are you just laying there with your, it's just.
Because I'm there.
Okay, well,
you should be turned on by me that your dick is going
to
be hard.
Honestly, that's a lot of pressure for me. I need to know it'll go down at some point. Like, I will tell you, please put that thing away until this show is over. I appreciate it. Give me a
I think I'm past them years, though, just fucking all day.
Like, I mean, it ain't all day. Like, even if I go four rounds, we busting out four rounds in about an hour and 6 minutes.
Wait,
four
what?
Rounds is an hour?
Yeah, about an hour. 45 minutes to an hour for four rounds.
Okay, we think rounds are different things.
Oh, no. My nigga comes. He's still hard. We're going again. He comes again. He puts it back in. We're going again.
Oh, this
like,
nigga's an X-Men. No. What's up with this nigga, man? What he taking?
Nothing. Beet juice. I talked
beet
about
juice.
It.
That's what you think it's just beet juice? That nigga popping a pill,
no,
man.
He's not.
Ain't no nigga busting a nut still hard. Let me bust again. Like, come
why?
On. Come
I swear
on.
To God. No.
The body is not designed. Like
I mean,
that.
My dude can do it, but it's not all the time.
Man, every time I be like.
I say every five.
He's on something. I hate to. He's
no, he's
something.
On beet juice, man.
Beet juice. Is this what you think this nigga's on? You gonna sit here and tell me this nigga beet juice. And you went with that.
Juice.
Beet juice.
Ooh, yeah, right. That song?
No,
I'm gonna let him live because it's like I don't know him, but
well, right. And celery juice and working
celery.
Out and water.
Celery juice.
Yeah, I know.
There's a routine.
No, I get it. I know he got a routine. He definitely has a routine.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
You missing the most important part of his routine, but he got
it. Can I get some water?
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Yo, chill. Anyways, we're gonna get into our hors d'oeuvre. Portion of the show.
Hors d'oeuvre.
Our hors d'oeuvre. It is the sex tip that we give. And for this one, we are going to need you to give a sex tip. Since you think everything's weird, we're going to ask you.
I don't think everything's weird. Some shit.
Well, we going to find out.
Saving my cum for a smoothie is weird.
Man.
I think we agree.
And apparently a dick hard on the couch is weird.
Mean, it's just like fam.
That's not weird. But the drinking it in a cup,
man,
I guess.
I told you. I shared this story before. I had a guy, shit, in the league, used to want me to squirt into a cup so he could mix it with Ciroc and drink
I'm
it.
Convinced that these niggas fuck so
yo,
many
yo, see, these niggas are just...
They don't have anything else to
what?
Do.
What? And then they meet me and they're like, in heaven.
I really believe that. I believe these niggas
squirt in a cup
are
and
rich,
mix it with Ciroc.
And they're tall.
Ciroc specifically.
So everybody wants to fuck them.
It was
Puff,
then
Puff
they have
not approve
it. It was about to be a Coco Loso.
That's
but not
no,
a
no, no, no. We not going to let... Don't what? Do that to Fad. Don't do that. Don't call that a Coco Loso. That's not what Fad
is. Is it kink shaming if it's not?
Y'all are kink shaming me right now.
No, I'm not kink shaming. It's just like a little why. I just want
to
know why.
Because I taste good. Just like you think you taste good with
but
the water.
But squirt is urine though, yes?
Here we go. No, no. There's remnants of it, like remnants of toilet paper. There's remnants of piss. Anyways, we gonna
it's
go.
It's warm like piss, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It'd be kind of.
I mean, it comes from your body, so it will
yeah,
be,
it's like
right?
room temperature. But it ain't cold, but it ain't hot. It's like room temperature.
It's piss.
Okay, anyway.
It is piss.
It's piss.
So, for the hors d'oeuvre of this week,
It's a hot piss.
This actually comes from one of our followers. He sent this over to me, and it is sex tips during COVID. This is actually posted on a government site, which is crazy, but they said, here are some ways to lower the risk of being exposed to COVID during sex with others.
Because we
shower.
Know you're going to fuck.
A, ask your partner if they're feeling unwell or have symptoms of COVID. Can I tell you?
You worried about COVID?
Can I tell
you? I would love to just only catch COVID. Like,
what? Like, oh, you got a mask? No condoms in
yeah,
there.
No,
like,
but do you know what's crazy? When this started, so, and you know, I ain't fuck with 24/7 no more, but we ended up during quarantine getting back in contact and he was, you know, wanted me to catch that nut. That's, I told y'all, that's how we talked. So he, like, we started talking sex, like, about sex, and I wasn't fucking anyone. This is when I was abstinent. And so I was like,
girl,
what? Shut up. I was abstinent, you pussy asshole. Let me finish. So anyway, I asked him, I was like, okay, well, I'm down to link with you. I haven't really been around anyone. You don't have any symptoms or anything. He had to, like, I asked him if he had a fucking outbreak. He was like, oh, do I got symptoms? Oh, yeah, because I'm going to have you come over, and I'm coughing. Like, and he caught a whole attitude because I asked him if he was if he had any symptoms of COVID. Yeah. So because of that, I was like, oh yeah, nigga, see, that's why we ain't fucking no more. Cause you catching an attitude. Cause I'm just asking you if you have symptoms of fucking COVID.
That's a valid question.
It's a valid question, right? He took offense to it. Like I was asking
a bunch of niggas, you go to the studio.
Bro, like, you know what I mean? So before and after sex, here's what you should do. Wash your body with soap and water. No shit. That's for our 27 white listeners, guys. Wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Again, for you 27. Wash sex toys thoroughly with soap and water before and after use. And of course, do not share toys with multiple partners. Wear a face covering mask. Heavy breathing during sex can create more droplets than transmit. I ain't gonna lie. It literally says this. No, it says to have sex with a mask on. I'm not gonna lie. However, there's porn, but I think it's because they be in the trade. They be wearing a little ski mask.
Okay, the ski mask is because they're fucking homophobes that want some dick. That's all that shit is. That shit's annoying. However, the COVID porn.
Wait, there is COVID porn? Chef's
kiss, okay? OnlyFans bitches are like sucking dick through masks, having dudes come over like with the gloves.
How are you sucking a dick through a mask?
They just put a little hole in it. Just
so it's not.
So it's no longer a mask.
It's a porn.
It's not a mask anymore.
I appreciate it. It reminds you to put it on, but also enjoy life.
No, bro. Why are you enjoy life? I love it. The other one is to avoid or limit kissing and saliva exchange, which is just like, okay, I used to not kiss during sex, so that one was okay.
I'm still not big on that.
You're still not big on that?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I really like you. If we kissing during sex, I really like
you. I ain't gonna lie. Just here's my tip to you. If you gonna have anal sex, like I talked about in the beginning of the show, if you kiss it, it like opens the booty hole a little bit more. I think because I just feel more relaxed when I'm kissing. So kiss the bitch you put your dick in her ass. Okay. Next one.
Thank you for that, man.
Next one. This is my favorite. And this may not be your favorite, but choose sexual positions that limit face-to-face contact.
No.
So guys, it's saying no missionary.
That's my favorite.
Guys, do it from the back. To keep away from COVID.
Missionary is my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can you not like kissing?
Oh, no. I talk my shit. That's when I get my shit off.
Oh, in her ear?
In her face.
Oh.
But I like a good, like,
oh, wait. Hold on. Nope. We did it last week with Orlando. Can we get you to go through what you talk, how you talk shit during sex, Maul? Just give us, like, some things you say during sex. Put the voice on, too.
I can't, come on.
Okay.
I would have to really be
not
fucking
the voice,
to do that.
But here's a good one. If two bitches met up, right, and they was talking about how you wasn't shit, and they were like, well, wait, prove to me you fuck him. What would be your line?
Your line in the bed?
Probably shut the fuck up.
Oh, really?
Stop screaming so loud. Yeah, stop screaming so loud.
Oh, you don't like, no. Oh, no, stop screaming so loud. Boy, if you don't get your mother. He trying to make it seem like he put new work.
He you is, but also.
No, look,
you can yes, check. We do. Yeah.
You can check if you want to check. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, I just, you know, it's evidence. I think that we should check for science.
I like that. Well, this next tip, again, guys, this is on a government site, and I love this one the very best. This is on a government site.
Okay.
Use barriers like walls. For example, glory holes that allow for sexual contact.
What government?
That allow for
like it's a .gov for the U.S.
It's a California BCCDC.
Oh, well, you know, they're liberal.
.California/health.info. Yeah, it's a California health site.
Glory holes, my name.
Have you ever done a glory hole before, Mo? What? I know it's white people shit, but still.
No, I've never done a glory hole.
Would you do it?
No.
Like if you walked into a bitch house and she just had a hole in her door.
Yo.
You can't even finish asking me that. Like, you know the type
Let
of nigga I am. Like,
I
you can't
some
ask
glory
me no shit
hole
like that.
Porn and then had a fucking dream that I was like in the glory hole at the soccer stadium. Bitch, let me tell you something. I woke up and I was like, I have to stop doing this podcast. My mind is going too far. How the fuck I end up doing a glory hole?
And wait, like, so you did a glory hole
in my dream, bitch? But it felt real. Like I woke up like my mouth was open.
Nah, bitch. It was one of them nights you got drunk and thought you did it. Like I may destroy you. It was a flashback. You really did a glory hole, bitch.
Oh my god,
you probably really did one.
It was like a celebratory glory hole for the Orlando City Soccer.
You was sucking a soccer player.
I don't know, bro. It was so vivid. I don't remember a lot of dreams, but I just remember waking up and I was like, "Oh my god! Like, what the fuck was I thinking?" And I had an Ambien.
Wait,
so
you know a lot of people. Not gonna ask you if you have or have not ever slept with a porn star, but like they do that type of stuff in porn. Have you ever been with a woman who's been so sexually advanced that she asked you for something that you were like, "Okay, this isn't normal fucking." What would consist of something that's not normal fucking to you? Like that?
I mean, it's not. if I like the girl, if I'm that attracted to it, I mean, I'm willing to try a lot of shit. Just not, like, I'm not going to go too left. Like,
what's too left?
Like, hey. I'm not doing no glory hole shit. Yeah, you're definitely not playing with my ass. We're not doing. You can okay. lick my ass, but you're not sticking nothing in my ass.
We're that's playing.
That. Okay, so let me ask you, because I just came across this porn, right? Because it's quarantine, and I'm like, shit, I done seen everything. Came across this new one, and I posted it on Patreon. How would you feel if a girl asked you, she didn't want to peg you, but she asked you if you would fuck her while she wore her strap on?
We're not doing that.
No. It looked okay, so like so I much fun.
No, that we shit not doing sounds that. Hot as fuck.
It looked like so much fun.
Look, because that's like if she got a dildo swinging, like I'm not.
Well, it's not technically swinging. It might just be jumping. Because I'm if I'm on my back.
Yeah, but I don't need to see that.
Maybe I want to stroke my no, little strap.
I'm not into that. I don't. Oh. I don't want another.
Well,
dick in the room.
I think the reason not, I'm into it is because when I watch trans like girl porn, it's only when they fuck couples, and so. I feel like if I did it, I'd probably be like thinking about that might turn me on too, but I'm disgusting.
Wait, so let me ask you. Let me just see what's going on out here.
What?
So there's guys that will let you put your strap on.
I haven't done it yet. I just saw it on porn. Okay. I had never thought to be like, you know, of course I've asked niggas to bend them over and use it on them.
Do it.
But I've never asked a guy, so I know you don't want me to peg you, but can I still wear my strap while you fuck me?
And what the have they said?
I haven't asked them yet. I just literally came across and I was like, I got wet. I was like,
listen,
what are you gonna do? Like jerk it off?
I'm a little moist watching this. Yeah, like even the girl in the porn and she was fucking Robert Axel. I put it on the Patreon, bitch.
Bitch, play it right now. We right here.
But that's different for you to be turned on by that. Like, as a man, I don't.
You know, I saved it in my notes. That's how good it was, and I was like, ooh, this is kind of
well. While you're pulling it up, I will tell y'all. Before I got to the studio, I was masturbating and I could not come, and I'm starting to freak out because I think I've run out of porn now. I only like watching.
You
like,
watch everything?
Well, like I like come on a girl's face when she's getting fucked. Very okay. particular, very weird. I understand. I have seen all of the clips. Niggas compile them. You know, they call it a compilation, whatever.
I love the compilations. Me too. Lie.
I'm legit running out. And I was trying to masturbate and I was like, oh my God, I know how this is going to end. And I could not come. My wrist fucking hurts.
Mm.
I can't use vibrators. I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You numb to it now.
Yeah.
That's what it
all
is.
All right. So we're going to play.
I need a new thing. To be obsessed with.
We're gonna play just a little bit of the audio, guys, from this, okay?
Show it this way so we can see.
Yeah, just so you can see what's going on.
I'm cool.
What? No.
There's, what? It's not no
come
game.
Come on,
there.
It's not. It's a. Cool. Come on. I just want you to see. Well, I'm gonna
does
let
she talk about it.
Yeah. If she talks, she be like, "Ooh, stroke my dick."
and he doing it.
Hold on.
Yeah. Does he do it?
Look.
Oh, it's a black dick.
Yes.
White people like are it. Obsessed.
Look, and she starts.
I just want to tell you guys. Yes. It's a white girl.
And then she's like, do you see how hard I am?
No, she didn't.
She just said it. And, okay, you were right. The dick is just
flopping on his
flopping
stomach.
Around.
We're not doing that. You can't do that while I'm in the bedroom. You crazy?
So fucking weird.
Oh! I love it. Anyways, I came hard as fuck to this shit and I was like, damn, I ain't never thought of this one.
I wouldn't have thought of that either.
So, anyways, since we know, so, Maul,
y'all are fucking crazy. I just want y'all to know y'all are crazy.
We're going to leave you with a hors d'oeuvre. So, can you give a sex tip to our audience from your Maulisms that you have?
A sex tip?
Yeah.
A sex tip.
Whether it be something that you think women always commend you on that you do well, whether it be something maybe you've noticed that started working better for you when you tried it, whatever. And it doesn't necessarily, I would even say, have to be sex. It could be leading up to sex. It could be chatting before.
It could be foreplay. Either a tip that you have for women to do to men or a tip that you have for men.
I noticed that when I, in meeting a woman, you kind of know when she's ready to have sex with you.
Oh, talk about, right? All right, how?
So, just by conversation, the way she looks at you, you know, just in conversation, you could just tell when somebody's just physically attracted to you and the chemistry is there. But I find that when you don't act on it right away, like you just let it like just sit for a while. Like,
don't do that. I hate when niggas play hard to get.
No, it's not about playing hard to get.
I think instead
it's
of not, male being the pursuer, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know what I mean? Just let it like, because sometimes I enjoy the fact that I know she would have sex with me, but I don't act on it all the time.
Mm.
Do you like when women have to ask you for dick?
I laugh at it. It's funny. I like when women are aggressive. Like, it's like, I like that side of a woman.
I've always wondered that with men, because like I feel like when I've fucked with dudes that, and I would say you're one of them, whether they'd be high up a social ladder, financially, mm-hmm. whatever, or just like a cool ass nigga, mm-hmm. I've noticed they push me the least. Mm-hmm. I feel like just the everyday dude is a little more thirsty for me, but I've always wondered how those men feel, because I feel like I'm the one who's asking for sex. Like, can you come over tonight? Or like asking them to fuck me, or telling them to bring condoms or whatever. I always feel like I'm that person. And I'd be like, am I a fucking whore?
I think sex is better when it's spontaneous. Like when you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And see, I think it's more passionate.
I like the lead up. I like to also know, like, I'm asking you all the freaky things we can do. So I'm excited knowing that now we can act on the things that we talked about.
The irony, like, of Mandy saying this, I want to hold this clip.
That's fine.
Because whenever I have threesomes and I plan them, she's like, no.
But planning threesomes is different, because I don't.
Planning sex.
But I don't enjoy threesomes. So even the spontaneity of it, I'm either drunk, I'm with a girl I've already fucked, I'm with a nigga. Like, I don't plan threesomes. I don't like threesomes.
But it's still.
I've never had a threesome.
I remember you saying
that. Yeah, so to me, the spontaneity of a threesome or having a threesome is just something that comes up or is cool or fun, but I don't care for them.
Why do you think you haven't had a threesome yet?
I was never really into it. I never shot for a threesome like that. Like, I'm sure I could have had plenty of them if I wanted to, but I just never.
Why do you say could have, like your life's over?
No, I'm saying I haven't had one yet. I've had the opportunity to have. I know when I've been around a group of women and I could take two of them home if I want to.
What stops you from doing it? Because
I don't know. I just was never really, it wasn't something that I was ever really into. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just was never really into it. It wasn't a thing that I was like, I got to get two women at the same time.
And even the,
it just wasn't my thing.
Even the partner that I have now, like, we've been talking about possibly going to a sex club and stuff like that. And we've talked about threesomes, and I've told him up front, I'm not really into it. And he was like, well, then why the fuck would we even have one? I want you to enjoy yourself too. But I'm also just very much a pleaser. Mm. So I feel like when I've had the threesomes, like with guys, it's because I'm pleasing them and I know that that's what they want. But
wait, you've had it. Okay.
I've had a whole bunch of threesomes.
Like, two guys and you?
Yeah, I've had that too.
Okay.
I've had that too. That was cool. I like that. And that's what I told my nigga. Now, I was like, I ain't going to hold you. I have more fun doing that, because
I've done that when I was younger. Those days are over, though.
Yeah, I mean, I like penetration.
I will be the only dick in the room from now on.
Well, so I told him if we go to the sex club, I'm cool with him fucking someone else. Like, if he just wants to have sex with other, but me being involved, I don't really care for it.
Why do you think that you had it when you were younger and you wouldn't have it as an older adult? Whatever. What are you? You're 34, right?
I wish.
37.
I wish. 38.
Okay.
You know, when you're younger, it's different. Like, when you're a younger guy, you're in, your objective is to come, right? Like, you get dressed, you want to go to the club, you want to meet a girl, you want to bring back home, you want to come. Yeah, you want to come. That's, your life revolves around, I'm going to get a haircut and I'm going to come. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's just what it is when you're a younger dude. But as you get older, man, you just start to. It's like a lot of shit I look back on that I did when I was younger sexually, and you start to feel like, yo, I was a piece of shit. Why did I do that to that girl?
Yeah.
Like, or why did we do that to that girl? You know what I'm saying? It's like you really start to think, like, even though she was with it was always consenting, like, I want to fuck you and your boy. And it's like, all right, we like, yo, we taking her back to the crib.
It's like a quantity thing when you're younger, I think.
Yeah, but it's like when you get older and you think about it, you like, that wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? Like, we shouldn't have did her like that. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, so I'm at that point where it's just like, I don't want to do, like, if a girl is into me and my homeboy, it's like, yo, fam, you got it. Like, y'all go do y'all thing. Like, I'm not into that type of shit no more. Like, I want to be the only dick in the room.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think, though, the older that people get, generally, if they're over that phase, or, like, even girls, too, like, whether we run in trains, because to me, train is, like, when it's like swapping in and out of the room versus threesome with two men. I don't think two guys is a train on a woman. I think.
You don't think two guys is a train?
No.
What do you call
it? It's not. It's a threesome. There's three people.
I think a train is the act of, like, the swapping in and out. Like
someone leaving the room.
Gangbang type of thing.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I think that the older we get, those things aren't as attractive, because, like, we more so know exactly what we want. And so you feel like if there's more people included, probably, like, the thing with a threesome for you. You said you don't get enough dick during a threesome.
I like penetration.
It's like you know exactly what's going to get you off, and too many people just confuse it. I love having threesomes because I love pussy. But at the same time, I just be like, oh, fuck, well, I don't know this bitch, and what if I can't come because it gets weird? Threesomes are so much, like, work. There's a lot of mechanics. It's a lot of legs. Like, who's going to suck dick this way? Blah, 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 blah. I also don't like when we're not on the same dick sucking speed. I'm not saying I'm a champion, but beep, beep, tooting my horn. I do a very good job. And I just really don't like when, some women suck dick almost as if, like, they learned it somewhere and you're watching them do it like a routine, like with hands.
I hate that. I hate the aggressive dick sucker.
Like,
you could tell she saw that somewhere.
Right.
What's the problem? A lot of us see things on porn.
But you don't know how it feels or how she's doing it. You just seeing the action. You don't know how soft she's doing it, how tight she's gripping you. You know what I'm saying? It's like you just trying to rip my dick off my stomach, and it's attached to me. That's not going nowhere. Like, you jerking me too hard.
And that's the thing with threesomes. Bitches will try to outdo you with the dick suck with this wild, aggressive shit. And it's like, bro, like, as much spit is on there, like, can you even feel your mouth anymore? Like, take some time to, like, get into it. Like, at least let it get deeper in your throat before all of that happens. Don't just come out the gate before your mouth is on it. Don't gag before it's in there.
Yeah.
It's like weird shit that
keep it wet though. I like it sloppy. Keep it sloppy.
I think that's sexy
when it's in your on your
keep
mouth sloppy, or your fingers or whatever. But I think that the problem with sloppy head that a lot of girls don't also get is that also takes grip, right? Much like a pussy that's too wet. Everyone likes a little bit of friction, just like women. We like to feel what's going inside of us. If I can't feel my dick going in your mouth, grip is the key with sloppy head.
Suction.
If you don't have grip, and I mean that whether it's your mouth or your hands, you fucking taking L's. You can't just make a dick sloppy and think it's going to work. It has to have some fucking effort in there, because at the end of the day, it's a fucking blowjob because your mouth is on it. Stop trying to do all this extra shit that you learn somewhere.
Some extra shit is good.
I was about to say, I'd be extra as fuck.
Slap my dick on your face. I like that.
I do
That's fun.
Yeah, I like that.
I put it on. I do that, but and the then I go down to the balls.
Yeah.
I do the balls. I do a whole little thing where I might be eating the ass, rubbing the knuckles on the balls, and doing a hand job at the same time.
It's two girls here that enjoy sucking dick, right?
That's the Amazon Prime
right there.
That's the Amazon Prime right there.
Listen.
That's everything right to your door. Bring it right to your door. Bring it right to your door.
Listen, you got it. That's how you do it. So you just move the little knuckle. Like, make sure your thumb is wet.
Yeah.
So it's got the balls going. You eating the ass, and then you spit on the dick and jack it at the same time. It's a lot of work, but it's beautiful.
Also, like, wanting to explore that is the other thing, right?
What? So,
like,
wanting to explore what? The booty hole?
Right. Like, if you're, like, into sucking dick.
You don't lick ass?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, wanting to explore shit like that. I feel like when I'm talking about the aggressive head and extra shit, sometimes it seems like bitches have no idea what they're doing. They just think you're going to like it. But when a bitch loves sucking dick, it's probably going to
be. So here's the thing. Yeah. I enjoy sucking it, but I'm also a size queen. So my jaw, especially since I had my fucking two wisdom teeth removed, my mouth is different. Mm. So it's not hitting like it used to, because my shit, like, I don't know, it's different. Mm. So, like, my mouth just hurts quicker.
Bitch, so you have a bro. What do you think? If your dick sucking was a 10, now what is it?
Oh, it's still up there because I do a whole bunch of extra shit.
Mm.
But it's like, my mouth hurts quicker now. Yeah. So to me, if you're dealing with a big size dick, to go and do all that extra stuff, like, to me just works. And it gives your mouth a break.
When I need a break, let me just tell you what you do, ladies, okay? If you feel like he doesn't want you to stop sucking dick, but you need a break, I, like, look up at him and I be like, oh my God, I want you inside of me so fucking bad. I can't wait. Please fuck me. They be like, oh shit, okay.
Oh, Lord.
We know what that is, though. Most guys know what that is.
Yeah, y'all start
talking, we're like, okay, I get it. She's tired.
Come. Oh,
she's
tired. Come.
She's tired.
Come. Oh, where do you want to come?
Yeah, she's tired.
Do you
want
to come in my mouth? You're like, yeah. Well, you know.
Okay, well, you just have to look hungry. I'm telling you. Like, look like you really need dick badly. Like, if you haven't had a meal with me, please.
We are going to get off of sex just for a little bit. This is where. Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Honestly, we can skip this and keep talking about sex.
No.
Whatever y'all want to talk about.
Yeah, well, I think that this is interesting. I saw kind of a conversation about it. So the horrible decision for this week is letting go and moving on. Mm-hmm. So the conversation stems from a friend of mine being really happy in their relationship and creating a family and moving forward, but feels some type of way about who their ex is now dating. And so I wanted to know that when you get into a new relationship, is it okay to be concerned about what or who your ex is doing if you're technically happy in this new relationship?
No, that's not okay. Why are you still concerned about what your ex is doing?
I would literally kill my nigga if I had him come home and tell me he was mad about his ex. dating whoever the fuck it was.
Yeah, like, that's just why.
So when do you know then when you're over that other person? Because just because you hop into a new relationship doesn't necessarily mean you're over who right. you were fucking with before. So
obviously,
when do you,
if you're still thinking about and that's concerning you who they're dating, you're not over that person.
Also could mean that they just may be a generally jealous person.
Like, yeah, that's true.
You know, because some people just have that energy. They're just going to feel a little bit like they could be happy, but you can't be happy either. You know,
they feel
saying?
Like once
you can't be happy too.
They was with you, you're always theirs, and you're always like their
men
chick.
Have yeah. that thought process. You
women
you,
have
you
that
think
thought
you
process
think,
too?
When do
women
have that thought process? And I don't want to stick process? Up for niggas, absolutely. But I know women have that shit.
Absolutely,
I didn't know that.
Are you fucking kidding yeah. me? So you telling me you never had a homegirl that had a whole new nigga and still sent you his ex, her ex's new bitch, and be like, she whack.
But that's what I'm talking about
and
as far
be
as
bad as fuck. No,
but that's what I'm talking about as far as not getting over. I'm talking about though, like, I don't know of women to feel like a dick is theirs forever. Like, I feel like we unattached once we off you, like
women are I off. Know, I have I, women I in my phone men, that are like in committed well they're in relationships and they text me from time to time and let me know that my dick will always be theirs. I laugh because I'm just like, okay, whatever, I'll let you feel that way.
I'd be saying shit like that, but I don't mean it.
But no, because if you say your dick is always mine, if you hit that person up, you feel like you would be able to get their dick, right? And vice versa. Like normally, mm-hmm. can you would you fuck these women?
I don't fuck with women that have boyfriends. I don't.
Why is that?
Shout out to you, Mom.
Because niggas will kill you over a woman.
But what if they're in an open
relationship?
Right? Yeah, how do you know it's not open?
Nah. I don't
still
I don't
know.
Do
damn, our time's
that.
Over.
I stay away from that, man. I don't.
You know,
fuck around with
it's
that.
A new time because I don't like fucking dudes with girlfriends either. Well,
men's ego are too
wives,
fragile.
Like I don't like
that. Men's the man's ego is too fragile. Like he'll do things because like okay, so like example, not to make it dark. Like a man will if his wife or whatever girlfriend cheats on him, like we've seen this. Like he will kill her, the dude, and himself.
But do you feel like it's
some lifetime white people shit?
No, but it happens though.
It's yeah. a new you know era of that, dating though. You don't feel like you've seen more people talk about their openness and like polyamory being openly
no,
discussed?
No, that's cool, but I think that I would have to be on that too. Yeah. Like I would have to be like
if you don't
willing to do that
it,
too. Yeah, like I'm not going to just be the side dick because
have you
and
ever
your
cheated?
Man on a, if I had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
No.
You never cheated?
No. Like if you my girlfriend, I never cheated.
That's why you ain't never in a relationship.
No, I mean, I never
just fuck.
No, it's not that. I'm just never in a relationship. Well, because I don't jump in and out of relationships. Like,
right.
I like. I'm a guy that likes his space. I like to be able to move around. And honestly, I'm cool with so many women that a lot of women can't handle that. Like there's women I hang out with
I
all
get
the time
that,
that
yeah.
like people think that me and you have fucked.
Nigga, people think me and Joe are dating right now. Yeah, I'm sick like, of all this shit.
This
I can't
is,
have homeboys.
But it's because
no,
I'm always around
it.
Women. So yeah. they just like women that I date assume that, oh yeah, you around her, she's cute, you fuck.
Yo, the
her.
Funny but men, shit is men when I started fucking with somebody, like when I'm out with my friends mm-hmm. and I tag them and I post them, I would say maybe 99% chance I'm not smashing. But when I don't post my nigga and you just see food on the table or nothing at all, I definitely want to suck a dick.
Right.
See? Yeah.
Oh, you mentioned something. What was it about like the ex and the. Is this basically her telling her partner or just telling you?
Just telling me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think she said. So then I wanted to ask you, when do you know you're finally over someone? How do you know you're over
when
someone?
When you stop clicking on their page and shit?
Yeah, when you stop thinking about them and, you know, you go.
See, that's hard. A lot of my niggas don't have social media.
Oh, that's a fair
so,
one.
Like, there's not, like, it's more of a, it's not even an out of sight, out of mind because they've never had social media.
When I'm really, like, trying to have a hard time, having a hard time getting over someone, I find myself wanting to reach out to them when things are funny, mm-hmm. when milestones happen, Thanksgiving, Christmas, fucking New Year, mm-hmm. birthday. I like, I'm crafting text messages that are flirty or how to reel them back in, mm-hmm. like things like that. When that shit is not even a thought to you, you're over them.
Yeah. So it's like, you don't even think about that person.
That's where I'm at right now. I know that you're over someone when you know they're good looking and even though they're good looking, you don't want to fuck.
Nah.
I swear to God, that's where they are. Bro, that's when I'm over somebody.
That's the parameter.
Like,
that's it.
Yeah, like to me, when I be like, okay, yeah, he good looking, but I don't want to suck his dick. That's how I know I'm over the nigga that I used to fuck. Like, even 24/7. I be like, God damn, he fine as fuck. All right. Keep
you
on
know,
scrolling.
You just
like,
said
I don't
something
even,
about how you have girls in your phone that feel like they could fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like there's anyone I've fucked in the last few years that wouldn't fuck me if I tried to right now.
No, I know I could still fuck, but I'm saying that's how I know I'm but over no, someone. But no, I mean,
that's just to prove your point that bitches really do think
bitches
that
think
shit.
Like that. Absolutely.
I, there's not one nigga in my phone. I would say, all right, since I moved to New York, maybe not like Orlando times, but I don't think there's one that if I was like, are you busy tonight? And they would write back.
Why do you
they
think that?
Because I don't really end on bad terms, for one.
Okay.
And there's truly a reason that I fuck the niggas that I do, right? Mm-hmm. There's a chemistry there. There's a good, I'd say, rapport mm-hmm. to where, like, if I really asked them for sex, I believe they would think back on those times. I haven't asked someone for dick once, and they've denied me of it that I used to fuck. Mm-hmm. I just can't see them doing that.
Well, I'm having
and
a great...
And to be honest, if I didn't have a nigga, I would do the same.
I'm having a great time turning dick down right now. I'm loving it. Like,
but you have to travel for it.
So?
If it was
and I'm
here.
Still saying no.
Okay.
I'm saying no to bags. I'm saying no to cash. I'm like, I'm going to have a boyfriend now soon.
Well, see, I'm changing that way of my thinking because I feel like in the beginning, like, oh my God, no other dick. But now that I know you're going to be in my life for a long time, kids, marriage.
And oh, so that's what y'all on that? Like kids and marriage type of thing?
Talk about plans, lives, money, finances, type of house we want about, all that shit. So oh, now that dope. I know, like, that's it. Now I can look at other people as sexual encounters, opposed to before when the feelings were too new. I was like, oh, I really couldn't even understand that concept mm-hmm. because I am so emotional. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm secure, yeah, I feel
so
like
that's dick all is, women want is security.
Yes, I believe that's why the ring is a lot for some women. I used to always think that shit was dumb when I was younger. Like, this bitch thinks she got it all because she got a ring.
But a ring doesn't mean security either. Because clearly I fuck niggas with
that's
rings.
That's to you. That doesn't...
But to a lot... But to me, it's a false sense of security.
But that's
it's
for
delusion.
You, Mandy.
I'm saying, in general, though...
All I had was a talk,
but
and I feel
I
it.
Mean, it's not mm-hmm. for me. Because if you're still saying that a ring to a lot of people is security, what I'm saying is that's a false sense of security. Because just because you have a ring with a guy doesn't mean it's secure. The same way a baby doesn't mean you're secure.
I still don't believe that. I believe...
Well, secure from what?
Maybe
just want to know that you this separated one. Me from the rest of these women. Like, it doesn't mean that he's never going to fuck another woman.
But to a lot of people, that's what that security
no,
means.
Oh, okay. I'm not talking about that either.
No, no, no. That's not
secure.
What that ring means. It just means like, yo, okay, I am the one.
Yeah.
Like, I am. This is, we're going to have a family,
and
a house.
We have a ton of people in divorce. We have a whole lot
oh, no,
of people.
Absolutely. That doesn't mean it's forever. That doesn't mean forever.
Who become single parents.
So
that's what I'm saying.
Make them feel secure. Like, that's a
communication and really knowing your partner. I don't think a ring solidifies it. I don't think a house solidifies it. I don't think a baby solidifies it. You knowing your partner fully and their full intentions and having that open communication is the only way I feel like you could truly be secure. And realistically, motherfuckers lie and motherfuckers are manipulators.
So then you can never be secure.
I mean, which is fine. I mean, and I do think that that's the case. Like, I don't think that a ring necessarily means you're more secure than anyone else.
I'm just saying I understand how a ring is that moment. Because for myself, these conversations I've had and the depth of it, I'm like, oh, you are my person. I don't mm-hmm. need a fucking ring. But that has let me know I'm secure. I know that you're for me. Doesn't make me feel like he don't want to fuck another bitch. Right. That nigga's riding his bike right now, see some cute hoe. I bet he
might
be
like, shit. Yeah.
You're saying, though, what I just said. You had a deep conversation, so you feel secure. That's all I'm saying.
Correct.
The people that think a ring means anything more than just a ring, to me, I think that's a false sense of security.
You know
it's
what it is,
what
too,
saying.
Though? For me, I look at it like this. If I'm going to be with a woman, like, I want to feel like, I feel like we need to be, like, friends first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to feel like you my best friend, like, you my homie. Like, and you don't ever want to do nothing to betray your homie, even if it's, like, my homeboy, like, my niggas.
Right.
Like, I would never do nothing to betray my niggas. I would never, like, be disloyal to my niggas. So I feel like men, we got to get to a point with women where you build that friendship first. Like, y'all hang out, y'all do shit, y'all travel.
When
it ain't just about sex.
Together.
Yeah, but it's like, yo, this is my dog. Like, I'm never going to do nothing to be disloyal to my friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, my best. So your woman has to be like your best friend and vice versa. So once it gets to that point where it's like, yo, we could look at women together, but you know, I would never do nothing to come between us. It ain't going to be no disloyalty, no dishonesty. Like, it's not going
to
be
but
that.
But it's also, what does security mean to anybody, right? Like, mm-hmm. for you, what's secured in your relationship? For me, for example, security means like we're in this for the long haul and we're not seeking other partners,
mm-hmm.
like for like lifetime partners. Like, that's it. On some Will Jada shit, like, not as deep, of course, I don't have that many years, but I'm saying like the way that they talk about their relationship is like, oh, I know you're for me. We gonna get old.
We gonna be friends forever. Mm-hmm. Even if we're not together sexually.
And see, I ain't even gonna hold you. No. There's niggas that I've been too in love with that for whatever reason, it didn't work for us to be together. And they tried to pull that shit on me. And I said, like, if I can't have you in the way I want, we just had this conversation with the guy who said, stop hitting me. It's not, I'm protecting my heart. I don't want you as just a friend. If I want you as a partner or a lover or something is more, you're not going to sit here and be like, well, this is all I got to give you. So take it or leave. So to me, I would rather, me personally, if you hit me with the, well, you know, I think we could be friends though. We could fuck from time to time. I want you as more. My feelings for you run deep. I care for you now more than I feel like you care for me. So because we're not on the same page, I would rather close that book and keep it pushing.
So for context, we had an episode a few weeks ago called Right Person, Wrong Time. And I had somebody that I loved me too, but I couldn't give him what he wanted. Mm-hmm. He didn't want me to see other people. He wasn't into that. We were not ideal partners. Mm-hmm. And we started talking again, just checking up on each other, whatever. And like, he was like, I can't handle this. Like, if you can't give me what I'm looking for, if you can't be with me, I'm always going to root for you, but I can't be on the front row watching.
And
you
that's me. Nigga. I agree.
This is not like who I am. That's not the type of nigga I am. It's not going to work for me. And so for me, friendship, I agree. Like, I don't need to fucking hit you up all the time, but knowing that, like, I can get nothing from you, that's very hard for me.
Man, you taking up data in my motherfucking phone if you don't get the fuck out.
Nah, but okay, so for me, it's like this. Like, I look at it like, okay, you can meet a woman. Like, I'll meet a woman, and like I said, I'm big on building a type of friendship with her first. Like, filling out as a person, just seeing if I can tolerate. Because you can be attracted to a bunch of women, but can right. I tolerate being around you? Can we get each other's jokes? Can we, like, look at each other in a room full of people and know what we're thinking? Like, that type of shit.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, if it gets to a point where we don't want to be together no more, so basically you're removing the sex, I don't think that it ends on terms where it's like me and you can't be friends. And, like, because sometimes women just need a friend, like a male friend. Like, that's how I look at a lot of women. Like, women throw pussy at me and I'm looking at them like, it's not even about say. You just need a real nigga that you can call and just talk to.
And see, I feel like I have enough of those. So at this point, I'm almost 30. Okay, I don't need no more
friends.
So
that's what I'm saying. So sometimes you get in a relationship with somebody that you just fuck with like that.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, I get to the point where it's like, yo, I don't want to ever lose this friendship. And I think that if we continue down where we're going because we're in a relationship, our friendship will be threatened. Like, now we won't even be, we'll see each other in the street and won't even speak to each other. And I don't ever want to lose that. Like, I want to always feel like when I see you, it's love.
Right.
How you doing? You could tell me about the guy you're dating. Like, I can give you advice.
That feeling
like,
of always feeling love, though, is why I genuinely feel like I could call a nigga and fuck if I wanted to, because I can't end bad. It's very difficult for me.
Yeah,
to
I don't end bad when
I can't. I can't not be at peace from that. If I click on anyone that I used to fuck last text, it can't be bad. It won't be bad. Like, I don't. But also, like, I haven't really been wronged a lot. You know, I've had men who maybe hurt my feelings with something, but it was never to the point where I've had exes do me like shit. But
you know what it is? Like, even on the show, like, they look at me like I'm the crazy nigga.
You've been saying some such shit. I'll be like,
it's not
if
that.
If you're saying this, like, you really mean this
do?
Shit?
What you do? Because I don't listen.
No, but you know what it is?
He even was supporting Trump a couple episodes ago. I was just like.
No, it's not. It's not even.
Yes, he was, bro.
It's not, no, listen. It's okay, not about me. I never voted for Trump.
Okay.
Like, I'm just having fun with Sam MAGA. Because people get so worked up about when you say MAGA. I just find
that
funny.
I thought about hashtagging some pictures with MAGA just so white people could see me.
Yeah, like I just have fun with it because people go crazy when they hear that. And I'm just like, yo, what's wrong?
Okay,
like, right. none of these presidents are really for us. Like, if we being real.
Right.
This government is not built for us. Like, America is a business, not a country. Like, people need to understand that. But my thing is, like, guys think that I'm weird because I'll say shit like, you know, I want to be friends with her before we start fucking around. And like, what's wrong with you? Why you want to be friends? It's like, well, but that's an important thing because I need to know that I can be around you. I need to know that you're the type of woman that I could.
Scary thing in the beginning. We start
like we could all have sex. Like, sex is easy.
But I ain't gonna hold you when talking to a bitch like me, where sex is high on my compatibility scale with a partner. I don't want to rock with you and really like you. Fuck you 6 months later and it's whack. And
but
now,
think about why you're so into the dude you like into the
we
sex.
Fucked on the first day we met.
But you guys actually like each other and the sex only gets better.
Yeah,
because
that doesn't.
You're interested.
I never put like any stock in that. If you fuck me the first night, I'm gonna
look at
you like a hoe.
The first day after fucking hiking.
The intensity of sex definitely grows when you have a
connection.
Yeah. Friendship. Yeah.
And like they think that I'm crazy because I say I've never been in a fight with a woman.
Me
like,
neither.
Literally, I've never, like, you know, they think I'm crazy. Like, what? Da, da, da. And I'm like, no, I haven't. I think that the only dudes that are in situations like that are fuckboys. Niggas that lie and manipulate. No, I'm not that type of nigga. I'm not going to lie and manipulate nobody.
And you can't tell men they ain't lying to tell you they care about you.
Like, I know all my niggas is fucked. They ain't shit. I'm like, yo, this girl is not crazy. They be like, yo, shorty tripping. Why is she tripping?
No, because you lying with your lying ass.
Right. So now, but I always understand me. I'm very secure. I know who I am. I know that I'm always going to be the minority in a room full of men because men don't think the way I think. So men, when they so caught up in trying to be somebody and, you know, they run around telling women these lies and manipulating. And I'm sitting there laughing. I'm like, and then you're going to call this girl crazy when she start flipping because now she's seeing a dude that she don't even know. So now she like, I've been fucking this nigga for 6 months. And then you do something. She like, this ain't the nigga I know.
That's the problem with signs and us supposing to guess. I mean, truly, we've 3.5 years been figuring out how to figure out men through little things they do. And at the end of the day, people are just generally not expecting you to turn out. Everyone's hoping for the best. When you're into somebody and you're attracted to them and you got the vibe, you really hoping for the best. And it's ridiculous that we gotta look for this dude's what's underneath that. Someone's gonna listen to this right now and think you're not genuine. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
They'll be like, Mo lying. He's trying
they
to
think I'm they think I'm lying all the time. But the funny thing is people that really know me laugh at it because they're like, yo, these people just don't know you. You're the same exact person.
Right. You have been the same
since
person.
Since you were a kid. Like and that's why when I say I've never gotten into a they think I'm crazy that a woman has never hit on me or spit on me. I'm like, a woman, I don't even think a woman.
I remember that conversation.
I don't even think a woman crazy. That I've dated has ever even thought about spitting on me.
Or spit on anyone else. I'm like, that shit is crazy.
Yeah. They laughed me out the room when I said the woman has never hit or spit on me. They thought I was crazy for that.
I've never spit on a man. I mean,
listen, if it's one thing I'm sure about, a woman that I've dated has never even thought about spitting.
I done spit in a nigga's mouth before.
Well, then, you know, that's kinky shit. Okay, that's different. So, I'm talking about like in a verbal argument and a woman actually spits in your face. Oh, yeah, they thought I was crazy because that never happened. I'm like, yo, that has never.
You got to do
not only has it never. Shit.
You got to tell me a bitch pregnant right now. You got to tell me a bitch pregnant.
You would spit in your nigga face.
And you got to tell me it's Mandy or some shit. You got to tell me it's a bitch.
I still don't think you would do it. I still don't think you. I don't even think that's in you.
It might not be. But it's got to be something that would completely, like, to me.
Yeah, spit.
If a woman spits on you.
My mind doesn't go to spitting on somebody.
Yo, listen, if a woman spits on a man, know that.
My mind wouldn't go to spitting on a bitch.
He's the epitome. He's the epitome of a fuckboy.
Let me stop.
Anytime a woman spits on a dude, like, that's when she says, I have literally lost all respect.
See, we gonna do a part two, y'all, and bring Maul back to talk about the fuckboy shit that people do. Because Sharonis, I don't think, really dug into what fuckboys be doing. But if niggas is out here getting spit on, they real fuckboys. So we gonna
talk about that. Because I think when Sharonis talks about fuckboys, it's more like sex and a phase. It's not someone that like gets as far enough to where you even have the opportunity to spit
on somebody. Well, Maul, where can people listen to you? Where can they follow you? Ladies, can the ladies slide in your DMs?
They can.
Okay. It's cool. Now, whether he responds or not, we can't.
Yeah, that's different. You know what I mean? I'm not one of those guys. I don't respond
to
everything.
Do you look at most of them?
No, I don't.
Really?
Nah.
Now that the Instagram got that primary in general, y'all seen that?
I don't.
Yeah, nah, I didn't see. What is that?
It's when your DMs basically primaries like people you follow that write you in general. Like I ain't even seen that
shit.
No,
maybe they tested some shit out.
No, they do. I ain't even gonna hold you. I got that, but I love it. I was sliding in everybody DMs when I got that blue check because I was popping up right up in the front. Nigga.
I can't play that DM game because I feel like that's somebody. I feel like people be trying to catch you slipping.
And
a screenshot game, and they want to.
You
like,
were worried about screenshots when you DM girls, really?
Yeah, only because
if you don't be in everybody comments anyway. We see who you want, Maul.
It's the same comment on everybody. I leave that on sneakers, dudes, pages. Everything.
What is it?
Just money bags. That's it. That's why I laugh when people get in the uproar about it. I'm like, I literally leave this comment on everything.
Maul like thick bitches. Cars. I'll tell you that because Maul be under all the thick bitches pictures.
I like women. I don't thick skinnies. Okay. I don't care. I like women.
I honestly really am kind of surprised that you'd worry about a screenshot.
Well, I only worry about it because, you know, a screenshot could be taken the wrong way.
If I
say something, like, I could say, hey, how are you? And that she'll take that and send it to a chat like, oh, this nigga on me. He's sweating. all I said was, hey, how are you?
I'm sweating you now?
Like, you know
what
I'm saying?
So, y'all, don't think that Maul is sweating you if he responds and don't screenshot it. So, where can they follow you? We're going to put the description as well in the – we're going to put your
what
information.
I don't know. It's MAL_ by the way.
Yeah.
Twitter is MAL with 3 underscores.
Why you got all these underscores? We got to remove them underscores, nigga.
I really don't. You know I don't care about
I know you don't.
Like
I know you don't. And y'all can check this motherfucker out twice a week. Where can they listen to you?
For now on Spotify. For now. 14 episodes left in contract.
14 episodes left. Y'all may have to listen to them somewhere else, but you could also watch him on YouTube. He is one third of the one fourth. Y'all kind of Parks is like a fourth.
Absolutely.
So, one fourth of the Joe Budden podcast. Check Maul out. Ladies, you can listen to the show. Fellas, I'm sure a lot of y'all already listen to the show.
More ladies.
Not more ladies.
I love the ladies. You want ladies, tune in. Yes, please.
Ladies, tune in.
I love being around ladies. I love the women.
Guys, we are also going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip at the end of this episode. Also, next week, guys, Period Sis Podcast. It's coming. So be ready to listen. Period Sis, my new podcast, son.
What is it called?
Period, sis. You know what I mean? Okay. You already know.
It's also sponsored by the City Girls, you guys.
No, it is actually sponsored by the official box owner. You guys will be hearing more of that. That is a subscription box company that I have been working on during quarantine.
Dope.
That I'm super excited by. So the podcast is brought to you by also my other company. I'm just super excited. It'll be releasing soon. In 2 weeks. But before we go, if you want 3 more bonus episodes, we are on Patreon. If you want to support us,
y'all don't have
this
OnlyFans yet?
Calm down. It's Patreon.
No.
It's kind of.
No, I'm talking about personally.
I do for my feet.
Okay. But Patreon, if you guys have never, ever heard of it, which is fucking crazy because we talk about it all the time and host a fucking bunch of episodes, like 70. We release everything first.
Patreon?
We do live Zoom. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Patreon, holler at us. We might have to sit down and talk.
You know what I mean?
So much fun on Patreon. Like, at first, we genuinely were doing it for, like, extra studio cash because we wanted to do videos and, you know, do merch and stuff. And we make a great amount of money on there, but Patreon is my favorite place to do episodes, one. Two, my favorite place to talk to people when we need advice. I think Mandy, for her new podcast, she mentioned, she sent it to a girl we know on there. Like, it's real high-V listeners that you can separate from everyone else. Not to say we don't fuck with y'all, too, but...
We do.
You might have to check out Patreon, see what's up.
You know what I mean? So check that out. We are leaving y'all with a bonus clip. And Maul, thank you for joining us. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Bye. I am now prepared to take the risk to be out and socialize and do the things that I want to do because I find that it's more worth it than what it was doing to mental health for me being at home. And so I get tested for the safety of the public. I got tested for the safety of people that live in Mexico. I got tested for the safety of being around someone older or a baby that I knew I would see. But other than that, I can't handle it anymore.
I mean, and that's where I'm just kind of like, and me and him have talked about it. Even if we just have people watch us, like, that's really like, I don't know. I'm considering trying it. I just wanted to have fun with him. And we've been on, like, we do go out a lot. Like, we do the park or we go and grab food. And, you know, like I said, he joined me at a birthday party with Dustin. He's come over to my homegirl's house and she loves hosting. But I'm like, I want to have fun. There's so much that we can't do. Even travel right now. Well, yeah, that's
nigga,
what I'm saying.
Go to Mexico. You know I'm the Mexican president now. I love
Here
Mexico.
Here you go.
Dude.
You was not no goddamn president. Anyways. Let's go ahead and start deep diving into these issues of insecurity.
Can we skip the first one? I can't talk about mental health right now. Let's talk about.
I actually really wanted to talk about.
I saw you mention lawyer. Oh, well, get into that.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I
don't remember it.
So, and this is a conversation I've been having with my friends. So, the first topic I wanted to dive into, guys. So, in season 4, we see Nathan return with Issa, and you know, Issa's helping him pack or unpack and move in. And he mentions the reason why he ghosted her last season, and it had to do with him being bipolar and dealing with depression and his mental health. And so the question that I wanted to bring up revolving around this topic was, how do you handle mental health when dating and seeking partners? And this was actually something that me and my homegirl just spoke on because, and if you guys remember me talking about Lawyer Bay, he dealt with depression, anxiety, where he was taking medication for it, but it also led to alcoholism with him. And he would just drink a lot. But he was just always one of those people, like, do you know those people that when you call them, even though you just want to talk and be like, what's up? How's your day going? And you have good news to tell them. And then as soon as you tell them how great things are going for you, nothing is going good for them. And they're just like, oh, well, you know, I hate my job and today's not good. And I drank a bottle last night and I'm just depressed.
Sometimes it's weird. It's like, is it a pity party or should I help you?
Right. And so it's crazy because I had so much love for him, and I cared about him so much. When I was telling my friend Taylor about it, I was like, but I want to be there for him. I want to see him through this, and I want to get him through. And when I was talking, as I continued being there for him, and this was right before I graduated college and got the offer at EY and all of that stuff, and I started telling her, I was like, this is becoming draining for me. This is a lot. And I mean, there's a lot even with my sister with mental health, to where I've told my mom, I just don't want to be involved. And it's weird because mental health is something to where we all have to acknowledge now. But I also know I don't want to have that burden. And y'all let me know if it's selfish.
No,
if
it I comes think that you from, weren't. Like now in this moment, I realize the closeness to somebody. Like I've dated people that were depressed. Like I remember Scissors, when she didn't have it for a long time, but something. I was close enough to her to where that's my burden too, right?
Yeah.
But when you're dating someone and you're not really sure, but you know, like you guys are talking everything, but what is it? No. I really think when you make a commitment to somebody is when you can commit to taking on them problems too. No fucking way.
And that's why I feel like, and it's funny because he actually just reached out to me trying to check in with me. And I'm like, oh, nigga, I got a boyfriend now. What you hit me for? But even just him, I was like, well, I hope you're good. Hope you're healthy. Hope your family's safe. Like, you know, so mental health and dating, I just thought that that was an interesting topic that they brought to light. I really did.
I mean, I like that they touch on that. And Insecure, obviously, Issa does a great job with trying to, you know, bring in taboo topics like the bisexuality or shit like, you know, mental health with Black men. I did like that. But I do believe for anybody that's listening, and I think we could bring up friends with this too, taking on people's problems should never leak into your life so much that you feel like you can't fucking function. Like, if I'm starting to get depressed because you're depressed, like, no. And people will really drag you down on that ship. And let me tell y'all, I got depressed, what was it, 2 years ago? And I remember your mom was telling me to take the St. John's wort and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, like, I would just not call people or just hold it. If I needed a friend, maybe, but I'd have to remember, like, people are tired of hearing this shit. And I think part of your selfishness can be pushing your depression on everybody. Get a fucking therapist. And I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm only saying it because I had to do it. You know, there's a scene in Sex and the City, and I know y'all say I bring it up all the time.
Every motherfucker in Sex
Carrie
and the City
said, oh, I don't need a therapist. I have you guys. And they were like, bitch, no, you don't. And that was,
and I'm not gonna lie, that's me a lot. I mean, I now have someone that I do talk to specifically that's not intertwined with my friends and just has an unbiased take on things. But that was my point for a while. I was like, well, bitch, what I got to pay for somebody when I got you? And I would tell that to Cuddy and Taylor and Crystal and all my friends. But I know that it became draining for them, too. And so now, like,
if you have real issues, I think our friends and we all enjoy like being there for our friends. But I think when you know it's something you can't help yourself and also your friends, then they start to judge you like, bitch, you always do this. And you don't know why it's unhealthy. It's like, that shit sucks. Like, give me a professional. Right.